This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that all is well with you all today. We are just going to have a wonderful service. For those who watched or listened last Sunday, I thank you. If you did not watch or listen to the sermon last week, which was Why Are You Afraid to Serve, I truly suggest that once you're done listening to this message that you just click on down. And on the menu, on your podcast menu, and check it out. I believe you'll have a great time listening to that message. Today's message is a strong message as well. Want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July weekend. Hopefully you're staying safe and staying out of harm's way. It's not easy to do all the time, especially when you want to have fun. So just remember to stay safe and stay out of harm's way. But today, we're not going to tarry too much. I want to keep everyone lifted up in prayer. Everyone out here, I have people that I know personally going through things. I want to send a special prayer request out to my friend Jessena Freeman. She lost her husband a couple weeks ago, and therefore she is going through a period of mourning. I ask that you keep her lifted up in prayer. I want you all to pray for me, because, you know, every now and again, I may seem like I'm all chipper and all upbeat, but hey, there's some days where I'm feeling a little stressed and a little frustrated. I want to pray for everyone else out here that are going through things that may be feeling like there's no hope. But guess what? There is hope. There's hope in the Lord. So I just want to do that. So right now, we're going to get into the message. We're going to go straight to the text. We're going to be coming from the Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. Once again, that's Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction. And there are many who take it, for the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life. And there are few who find it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we are together, that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, enter the gate. Enter the gate. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message that we're about to receive. We pray that you just use me right now, Heavenly Father. We also pray right now for every church door that is open in your name today. We pray for every pastor that brought a preached word to the masses, oh Heavenly Father. But right now we pray for this podcast right here, oh Heavenly Father. Empty me out right now. Empty out any remnant of Brian Pusey and fill me up with your Holy Ghost so that the words and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable, oh Heavenly Father, in your sight. Oh my Lord and my most blessed Redeemer. Right now we pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Enter the gate. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm feeling pretty good. Or this evening, depending on what time you're listening to this. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty good because you know what? God woke me up this morning. And I'm praying that you're feeling good because guess what? God woke you up this morning. And you know, one of those things that we take that for granted sometimes because a lot of us just think that it's just automatic. We go to sleep at night, and then if some of us have dreams, we dream, and then we wake up, and we do the morning ritual, the morning routine, and we're on our way. But you know what? Somewhere out there, someone did not see this day. Somewhere out there, somebody is still praying and wishing and hoping that they did see this day. Some of us didn't even make it. Some of us are crossed over and didn't even know that they crossed over because they're over there, and then they realize that they're not where they were when they went to sleep last night. Amen. So therefore, that's one of the things that makes me feel good about today and being able to wake up and be able to say, thank you, Lord, for showing me another opportunity, giving me another opportunity to say thank you. And you know what? A lot of us take that for granted. And you know what? We shouldn't. We really shouldn't take that for granted, everybody, because you know what? We might not be here. You know, today's message is a little bit different in the aspect of that instead of doing the fire and brimstone that you normally hear me do, the hooping and the hollering, I'm just going to just talk to you today because, quite frankly, we don't get that a lot. I don't do it a lot, but I learned a lesson over the course of this week. And I realized that sometimes, instead of sounding like being talked down, maybe you need to talk up. Amen. So when we read today's scripture, it's simple. It's two sentences, and they're pretty much in two verses, but they say it's a lot. It packs a lot. So therefore, I always pray and hope that when you get an opportunity, you read the entire chapter 7 in its entirety, because guess what? One of the first verse is my memory verse, my lifestyle verse, actually. The first verse where it says, do not judge so that you may not be judged. And verse 2 pretty much says, for with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. You know, those two verses, that's Matthew 7, 1 and 2. Those two verses is the basis of my ministry. It's the basis of who I am, because one thing I got to remember, as a man of God, not just as a Christian, but as a man of God, I cannot come out here and lay judgment on anyone who does not see this light, this faith journey the way I see it. If you don't see it my way, that shouldn't be an issue. You see it a certain way, the only thing I can do is either encourage you or step aside and let you do what you believe that the Lord has called you to do. Amen? Because there's so many people out here that want to just try and change the way that we see the Lord. You know, along my journey, a lot of people tried to change the way I preach, wanted to change the way I walk, wanted to change the way I talk. But the one thing that I learned in time is you can't change what God has already put in place. Amen. You can't change me any more than I can change you. Amen. And that's one of the things we don't understand, because when you really look at it, verse 13 says it best. Enter through the narrow gate. He didn't say enter through the wide gate, because it already says in there, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction. And there are many who take it because they are looking at the wide road, the wide gate. That wide gate could lead you to anything. Amen. It's kind of like going out on the internet and just having a ball. Amen. But it's that narrow gate that we got to look for. That narrow gate that we have to try and understand, because that's where the Lord is. That's where God is. That's where everything that we be talking about when we get in the pulpit on every Sunday or whatever day that we worship, every time we worship, that's the gate that we got to try and get through. Amen? So I only have three questions for you today. Just three questions, y'all. Just three. You know, however it's answered, you can answer it in your own way. You can put it in the comments. You can put it in your notes. Put it in your life. Put it in your life's journal. You have to do this. This is the first question. Which gate is the right one? I say it again because I know you're a note taker. Which gate is the right one? Think about it. Like we said in verse 13a, it says, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy. At least, you know, we stop right there. But think about it. Enter through the narrow gate. Jesus, who said this, pretty much gave you the answer. The narrow gate. Because if you're going through the wide gate, you're going to get into a whole lot of trouble. You're going to get into a whole lot of destruction. Because, like it says in verse 13b, it leads to destruction. And there are many who take it. In other words, that's saying there's a lot of people who take the shortcut. They say, no, I don't want to go that way. I want to go the other way because, you know, it's quicker. You know what? That's that microwave mentality. And trust me, we're all guilty of the microwave mentality if you grew up in the age of the microwave. Amen? Because quite frankly, we want everything done right now. Right now. But here's the problem with having everything done right now. It might fall apart on you. Amen? I remember I was talking to somebody the other day. We were talking about the airport. I used to work at the airport. And they're building this new parking lot at this particular airport. And the person said, they need to hurry up and finish that garage. We need it done, you know, because they were going to go down there in a few days and pick up somebody. I said, no. Can't have them go right away. Don't let them, no, they don't need to hurry. They need to take their time. Because if they rush it, then something's going to happen. And then they're going to have to take more time to fix what happened because they went too fast in the first place. Amen. I know I just missed somebody right there because you missed your amen. You missed your aha moment because right there is the moment where you need to understand we can't rush anything. We can't rush God. I can't rush God. There are a lot of things that I prayed on for many years, over 20 years now. I've been praying. I said, I would love to have a mate. I would love to have the best job in the world. I would love to have a family of my own. But you know what the Lord told me? You know what he told me? He didn't tell me much back in the 20 years ago, but you want to know what he told me today? He told me today, Brother Brian, can't rush it. Can't rush what I am cooking for you. Amen? Yes, I wanted to have all these things before I was 35. No, I am not 35 now. I am well over 35, but guess what? That's okay, because that's what I wanted, but that's not what God wanted. Oh, I know there's somebody out here right now that was wishing and praying for something to happen at a certain time, and it didn't happen. Guess what? God is still working on you. God is still making sure that it's going to happen, amen? But if you're trying to enter any of these wide gates, yeah, anything could happen, but then it would be a lifetime of regrets, a lifetime of upsetting it, feeling frustrated and feeling like you've made a mistake. You know what? If you're walking into something that God has prepared for you, it's not a mistake. Amen. It's not going to be a mistake. Why? Because the Lord worked on it. He did it in his own time. That is what the Lord is trying to do. He's trying to prepare you. He's trying to prepare your mate, whoever your mate may be. You may even know your mate, but right then in this present time, they're not supposed to be your mate. They're supposed to be something else. They're supposed to be your friend. They're supposed to be either your brother or your sister, depending on who you are and who you believe in and who you pursue in life. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm on one side of the fence and on the other. I'm not against that. But, hey, I'm just saying whatever's in your heart, whatever's in your soul, that's what you got to go for. Amen. And so you got to realize that the Lord is preparing you and the Lord is preparing your mate. The Lord is preparing your job to be. Amen. There are some people out here, including myself, was praying for the right job. You know what? I learned something over the past few years. I had the job that I needed. I had the job that I desired. I just didn't know it because I was so clouded by ignorance. I was clouded because the devil got inside me and he just corrupted everything that I had. But you know what? In the past 3 years, I learned something. I learned that was for me. Now, what I'm trying to do is get back to it. But you know what? The Lord said, not yet. And you know what? I get a little frustrated when I hear the words, not yet. But now, when I look at today's text, I'm beginning to understand why he's saying not yet. Because I've been trying to take the wide gate approach instead of looking at the narrow gate. I have to understand that. And you know what? That could be your story. That could be your issue right now, whether it be with looking for a mate, going back to school, or going back to a job that you probably thought you never wanted to have in your life, but you realize after you've taken so many other jobs, subpar or par jobs, you realize that was your fate, that was your destiny, that was your ordained right. You were anointed to do it. You just didn't know it at the time because you felt like you were appointed. Because you had a bunch of appointed soldiers and warriors that were just jealous of whatever it is that God has placed in you to be there at that moment in time. Amen. I know I'm not going to get any amens right here because I'm preaching to the air. But you know what? I can hear the rocks crying out right now. Amen. Amen. After you ask the question, which gate is the right one? You got to ask yourself, can you choose wisely? I'll say it again for the note takers. Can you choose wisely? You see, it's kind of hard to choose something from a certain point of view. Think about it. Verse 14a says it best. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life. Might as well finish it out and say 14b too. And there are few who find it. But that's going a little bit further into that. I just want to focus on the first part. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard. Amen. Think about this. Gate is narrow. Road is hard. That means, you want to know what that means? That means in order to get to that gate, you're going to have to go through some hard times. You're going to have to go through some troubling situations. You're going to have to go through some things that are going to rock your world. Yes, as you heard me preach about a couple months ago now, I can't believe it's been about a month and change now, when I talked to you about how I had a tragedy in my family. Guess what? It rocked my world. Amen. It rocked me to the point that I did not know what was going on. And then right after that, while in the midst of me going through that period of mourning, of bereavement, I lost my job. Amen. I'm not going to tell you why I lost my job. I'm not going to tell you about the situation behind that. But while I was trying to deal with something that was rocked my world, something that I would have never guessed would happen in my 40 plus years of my life. Never thought I would see it. Never knew that the last time I saw the family member, these particular people would be the last time I see these particular people. Matter of fact, I hadn't even seen one of them even for much longer than the other. Amen. I'm not going to get into that, but you know what? When it rocked my world, it made me understand something. Can I choose wisely? Makes me think about the jobs I've taken over the years after I left the job, my dream job. Amen. That knows my dream job. I told you a minute ago, that knows my dream job. But the jobs I took afterwards, tried to match it to the best degree. Either the job either didn't pay enough or the job just wasn't good enough. Amen. And one job I had, it was good. It was okay. It was decent. It's just unfortunate it didn't pay enough. But then another job just wasn't good at all. Amen. It just wasn't. And the most recent one, regardless of the fact that they let me go, regardless of the fact that it wasn't the best experience in the world, but you know what? I'm glad I had it. Amen. I'm grateful that I even experienced it. Because you know what? I learned a few things. Matter of fact, I taught somebody something about it. Because you know what? It's great to be a sponge. Amen. See, a lot of us don't realize that even though you may not like your job, and I know a lot of people in my life that don't like their jobs, but here's one thing I want to encourage those not job likers, don't like those jobs. Guess what? Be a sponge. Take the knowledge. Soak it up. Start your own business based off the knowledge that you have soaked in. Amen. I am even looking at doing some things, even what I'm doing. You hear this podcast? Guess what? The Lord has called me to do more. He called me to help. He called me to assist. He called me to produce. Amen. And you know what? I will gladly do that if asked, if tasked. Amen. But in the meantime, I am so grateful that the Lord has called me to do what he's doing, right? Called me to do what I'm doing. He's doing it through me, amen? And that's one thing to know about taking that narrow gate. I didn't understand this scripture until recently. Narrow gate. I'm like, why would I want to go through a narrow gate? It's very narrow. I need the wide. I need room. Even though I'm, like one person said, I'm frail looking, even though I'm not exactly frail looking, but you know what? According to them, I am, and I'm just gonna run with that for today. I'm small enough to get through, so why am I trying to act like I'm some big guy? I'm a big guy at heart, and that's probably why I'm thinking I need more room. No, guess what? If God has called me to go through this narrow gate to get to that destination that I want so badly, I'm going to have to go through that narrow gate. I'm going to have to try and navigate within that narrow gate, and that is what the Lord is asking for you to do right now. To navigate through your narrow gate. Amen. after you realize, after you find out which gate is the right one, after you ask yourself that, and after you ask yourself, can you choose wisely, and I pray that you have chosen wisely, you can get to this third part. Will you be one of the few that do? I'll say it again. Will you be one of the few that do? I already pretty much said verse 14b where it says, and there are few who find it. Prayerful. Are you the one that can find it? I pray that you can. Because you know what? God has called you to do a great thing today. He has called you to do a wonderful thing today. And you know what? And that is to come to him. Come to him and walk in greatness. Amen. We got to walk in our greatness. We got to walk in our faith in a way that we have never walked in it before. Today has been a great day. Everybody wants to go out and light fireworks, want to go take nice trips to nice places. And, you know, I've got nothing against anybody want to take a trip, go to a nice place, light fireworks on this anniversary birthday of this country. That's fine. Excuse me. But guess what? Why don't you take some time and celebrate yourself in your own private space? Sometimes we keep running to something else, even though that something else is not good for us. Why don't we try running to Jesus for once? Why don't we try running to God for once, huh? Why don't we try something different? Amen. We always run into the pub. We always run into the club. But you know what? We're not running to the one person who has given us a reason to be who we are and a reason to run in general. Because the more you keep running away, the more you're going to stay away. Amen? Because after a while, you're not even going to know why you're running. You're not even going to know why you're always in the pub. You're not even know why you're still in the club at 60 years old and you can't even jam with half of the music that they play these days. Amen? You're not going to understand that. Why? Because you're still running. Because you never confronted the one thing that you needed to confront is the person that you see in the mirror. Amen? Now is the time. Now is the time to rise up. If you got to celebrate the independence, get it. Go. I encourage you to enter that gate. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with praise. Amen? Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message and the messenger. We pray that you just use it to lift us up in a way that we have never been lifted up before. So right now, Lord, we just say we are grateful. We are honored that you even still consider us to be worthy, oh Heavenly Father. Some days we do not feel worthy, but we are so glad that you consider us worthy, whether or not we feel it in our soul or not, in season or out of season, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, just continue to use us and keep us going and keep us flowing. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Safe Haven this week. Yes, it was audio, but guess what? Next week is going to be audio and video again. Had to take a little moment, had to shuffle things around, but you know what? God is still able, and so therefore, we'll be back. You'll see me next week, and I can't wait to be seen by you. But in the meantime, for those who are interested in heaven, me, Reverend Brian Pusey, come out to your church or preach on your podcast or come on and guest on a radio show. You can definitely reach out and contact me at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Go to the ministry contact section. Fill that out. Matter of fact, while you're there, subscribe to the webpage. Subscribe to our email. We're getting ready to collate a lot of emails because then we will be able to push out the notifications of when these messages drop or any other advertisements in correlation to Safe Haven Podcast. Want to let you know that we're now selling t-shirts and caps. The caps are $20 and the t-shirts are $25, all sizes. You can go to the ministry contact section and please fill that out and let me know that you are interested. If you're able to get me on any other form of media, please reach out and do so. I would love to give you the information, but due to privacy concerns, I can't right now. But in the meantime, you can do so through the ministry contacts portion, prayer requests section of the webpage. You can also send out a prayer request if you want me to keep anybody in your family or your friends or yourself lifted up in prayer. Please do so. You can keep, you can ask me to keep it private. We can do that, or we can have it be corporate prayer where I can just come out here and let everybody else know and we all pray together. But that's all good. If not, I understand. But in the meantime, guys, I am not going to keep you. I'm going to let you get back to your holiday. We will definitely, you will definitely see me next week. Can't wait to see you next week. But in the meantime, I'm praying for every last one of you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for the service. Right now, we just pray that you just continue to use me to do what you call me to do. And those who are right here, dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. Be with us, uplift us where we feel down, oh Heavenly Father. Encourage us where we feel discouraged. Enlighten us where we don't feel any light whatsoever, oh Heavenly Father. And guide us where we feel misled, oh Heavenly Father. We need you right now. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God. I will definitely see you all next week. Be blessed.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.